AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. At the U.S. Capitol, hours after a mob of President Trump supporters stormed the building, Speaker Nancy Pelosi reconvened the House as both houses of Congress act on the Electoral College tally that certifies Joe Biden's election victory over Trump.
We know that we're in difficult times, but little could we have imagined the assault that was made on our democracy today.
AP's Mike Rossi reports the Senate is also back at work.
After a shocking violent occupation of the U.S. Capitol by angry supporters of President Donald Trump that disrupted the certification of the Electoral College results, the U.S. Senate reconvened shortly after 8 p.m. Wednesday. As the session opened, a solemn Vice President Mike Pence said,
"We condemn the violence that took place here in the strongest possible terms. We grieve the loss of life in these hallowed halls."
A woman who was shot inside the U.S. Capitol during the protest later died. At the White House, Stephanie Grisham, First Lady Melania Trump's chief of staff and press secretary, resigned. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The violent and deadly assault on the Capitol has resulted in a number of Republican senators dropping their objections to Biden's win, including Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler, who lost her runoff election to Democrat Raphael Warnock yesterday.
"The events that have transpired today have forced me to reconsider, and I cannot now in good conscience object to the certification of these electors."
Senator Steve Daines of Montana and Mike Braun of Indiana also agreed to abandon their challenges. Democrats will soon have control of the Senate, John Ossoff defeating incumbent Senator David Perdue in their runoff election.
"I'll be for you in the U.S. Senate. I will serve all the people of the state."
This is Ossoff's first election to public office, and he will be the youngest member of the Senate. This is AP News. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has called on states to speed up coronavirus vaccinations. Here's more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
Azar was responding to reports the distribution process was too slow.
"It would be much better to move quickly and end up vaccinating some lower priority people than to let vaccines sit around while states try to micromanage this process."
There are 17 million doses, and at last check, just 4.8 million people in the U.S. had gotten their first shot. Also, a vaccine partnership with pharmacies is getting an early start,
which will eventually cover more than 40,000 pharmacy locations from 19 chains and associations across the country.
Dr. Anthony Fauci believes the U.S. could soon give 1 million vaccinations a day. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Two more Louisville police officers involved in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor have been fired. A detective believed to have fired the fatal shot and another who sought the search warrant that led to the deadly raid. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.